The revelers' discussion around the great table has been more heated than usual, not least because Legolas is impaired by alcohol and comparing everyone to things not particularly pleasant. But, cavorting somewhere in the middle of the throne room, Thud is making great strides in teaching the Black Knight the medieval sport of tenpin bowling. The Black Knight tries to look enthusiastic, despite only being in a seat of one arm, but he's more interested in Thud's talk of impending war than spares and strikes. McSporran jumped angrily between the two, furious at them for some reason or another, of which nobody really cares. Meanwhile, many of the fairer sex return to mourning affectionately over the king's body. "I argued with him earlier," declares Icy, staring at the corpse. "Don't worry," Chastity nods in agreement. "I didn't even know he was dead." A badly stifled laugh draws everyone's attention to Jewel. "That's because Chastity's always in the servants' quarters," she blurts. "I met with the king today and there was no sign of her then either." Tension grows until it suddenly dawns on the little group that Chastity is no match for Jewel. Just then, Candida appears from nowhere. "Anyone want to sign my petition?" "Sorry," shouts Bernie, as another enormous fireball hits a 4-foot painting of Toffrey that hangs above the fireplace. "Be more careful," Shazam screams, but Bernie just smiles at him and points a fireball-casting fist in his direction. "I'm not one of your hobbits, Shazam." The wizard topples backwards over his chair as Bernie bears down on him, but then Sheena steps in between them. "Stop all this nonsense. It's more embarrassing than Fennelly in here." The group quietens down as the court cook makes another appearance, but before he can say anything, he's drawn to Sir Prancelot, who's sitting cross-legged in the corner, whimpering. "My hair," he says mournfully. "What have I done to my beautiful, beautiful hair?"